This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 693, Reasons to Get Casual in IELTS Speaking, Part 1.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll get sample speaking part one shopping answers, as well as three informal ways to say because for your next exam.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Jessica, what's going on out there in Portland?
Oh, well, it is cold and flu season. So James had to miss a day of school this week because he was sick, and he still has that like nasty cough that is keeping him up at night. It's the season for it.
Yeah.
And it's too bad. So we're both kind of tired. We're going to take it easy tonight and have like a grand tour marathon because we like watching the show, The Grand Tour, together.
That's great. I love taking it easy on Friday nights, right? Friday nights are generally not a night to go crazy and go out and go wild. Just kind of unwind at home, maybe watch a movie, maybe go to the movies. That's good. That should be nice and relaxing. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. What are you going to do tonight, Lindsay?
Oh my gosh, tonight we're actually going up to Vermont to go skiing for Saturday. So we got an Airbnb in Vermont. And so we're leaving in a couple hours to get on the road. So we'll be in the car on the road tonight.
Okay. That's awesome. Man, you guys, you're just going all over the place.
Going all over. This has been a busy couple months here, but now I'm kind of settling into March and April and I'll be around. Cool. So that's good. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So guys, we have a super fun IELTS episode for you today. Lindsay and I are going to do a few speaking part one answers, and then we are going to teach you some very nice informal transition phrases that you guys should be using and practicing for your own part one answers.
Yes. So let's dive into the answers, the sample answers first, and then we'll go back. We'll backtrack and explain.
Yeah, we're flipping it around today. We're doing it backwards today.
Yeah, cool. Let's do it. Okay. Well, do you want to ask me a question first?
Yes. All right. Okay. Lindsay, how often do you go grocery shopping?
Well, let me see. Generally, I try to go grocery shopping on the weekends before the week, but often I end up stopping by the grocery store a couple nights a week. And the reason is that, you know, I like fresh food and it's good to grab something fresh on my way home so I can cook it up. So generally, I go 3 or 4 times a week.
Awesome. I know. I always think that I don't have to go grocery shop. Like, I'll go grocery shopping and the next day, I'm just like, okay, I got so much stuff. I'm going to be set for the whole week. And then without like that same day, sometimes I'm like, oh, I forgot dog food. Or like, there's always something you have to go get.
Oh, I hate that. It drives me nuts. It's true. You always end up going back, but then it just becomes part of your routine. It's okay.
Grocery shopping, actually.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So guys, take note of what I just said, and then we'll come back and talk about the special language stuff we're doing here in these answers. But first, Jessica, I'm going to ask you a question. So have you ever bought shoes online?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I for sure have. In fact, I just recently bought a pair of cross trainers. And this is mainly because my boxing coach told me to. I'd been wearing my running shoes to boxing class because those are like the only exercise shoes I had. And he's like, you really need to gear up in a different way. This is a different sport. So he recommended a pair of Nikes and they were like $200. So I was like, heck no, that's not going to happen. happen, but I found a really good deal on Amazon and I got some other Nikes for like $23. So I'm a sucker for a good deal, and that's what I bought.
Excellent. Glad to hear you found a deal. That's great.
I love deals. Okay, we have one more question here, and then we'll get into these linking words for you guys. All right. Lindsay, do you enjoy shopping for clothes?
Oof, I have to be 100% honest here. I really detest shopping for clothes. And why? Well, I think it's just because I don't have a great fashion sense. And so when I go shopping, it kind of brings me back to high school. It makes me feel like the way I did in high school, which is I didn't know what to wear. And I end up there wondering, does this fit me right? Should I wear this? Do these two things look right together? And I always have to bring someone along who has some kind of fashion sense because I have none whatsoever. I just never learned that skill. So yeah, needless to say, I don't enjoy shopping for clothes.
That's hilarious. Oh, guys, so much good stuff came out in these sample answers. I hope you were taking notes. If not, if you're in the car, then listen to this again when you can take some notes on our vocab. What I also want you guys to notice in our answers is how we vary the intonation, the emotion, the expression, right? So if I'm talking about being excited about getting new cross trainers, then that excitement is in my voice. But then you could hear the way Lindsay sounded different when she began that last answer, because she's like, I gotta be honest, I detest shopping for clothes. And it sounds so different. So really try and hear how our emotions sound differently so you guys can try and mimic that.
Yeah, that's a really good tip. I mean, it's not all about the vocabulary. It's about the delivery too, right? Yes. The pronunciation, that is a separate way that we can increase our score. So exactly. Important, guys. Yeah.
Exactly. And so that's a note about this first phrase that Lindsay used. She said, the reason is. So this is something that you guys should just exploit this linking word, this linking phrase for all you can get out of it. So these are paraphrases for because. That's what we're focusing on here, right? Informal paraphrases for because. And this is really nice to emphasize and pause, right? So the reason, pause, is, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. Exactly. No, I had nothing to say. Sorry. Yeah, no, I like the intonation. So we're pausing here, right? So the reason is that I blah, blah, blah.
Totally. So really emphasize that reason, guys. Use that for the pronunciation. What is another good paraphrase for because?
We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News and World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.
Okay. Well, I think you threw in just cause. Didn't you say just cause we drop off the B?
Yeah. And I used the adverb mainly. So I was like, this is mainly cause. So yeah, it's super informal, right? It's not like technically correct. So we're taking the word because and we're shortening it to just cause. And
yeah,
this
I love
is
that.
Really common. Native speakers do this constantly.
Yeah, this is so useful. So again, because we're in speaking part one, we want to tone it down, make it more casual. Isn't that
totally
right? That's why we're not in speaking part three or two here. We're in speaking part one. So we're starting casual.
Exactly. So this is actually why we're talking about this today, because a Three Keys student in our Facebook group asked if it was appropriate to say due to the fact that or owing to the fact that in speaking part one. And it is not. Unless you're talking about if your answer starts to be about some more formal topic about your culture or a reflection of politics, whatever, then it would be suitable, right? But for the most part, you're answering questions like Lindsay and I just did, just like easy personal, you know, buying shoes online, shopping for clothes. So those linking phrases would not be appropriate. But shortening stuff like native speakers, like saying cuz, that is definitely appropriate.
Yeah, that's why it's all about knowing what the examiner's expecting from you in these three different parts of the speaking test. It's not the same in every section, guys.
Totally. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you have to know the exam requirements and what the examiner is looking for, or you cannot get above a 7. So that's one of the things I would like students to access first when they get into Three Keys IELTS, is going into that bonus section and reading the descriptions of exactly what the examiner wants in speaking and writing. It's nice to have those goals clear as an adult so you know why you're learning something.
Yeah, 100%. And this is stuff that our students learn in Three Keys IELTS, right?
Yes.
We take you through this in a very systematic way. I mean, does anyone stand out in your mind who scored highly on speaking recently, Jessica? I mean, we've had a lot of students who have been able to do this for sure.
Oh my gosh. So many great scores recently. Yes. I'm interviewing a student next week. Oh gosh. I don't remember his scores though. But I think it was another overall 8, and the speaking was around, it was a 7.5 or 8. We've seen a lot of great speaking scores lately. 7.5s and 8s, like all over the place.
Absolutely. Really, really solid, because people take the time, they use our study plan, they go through the course systematically in a controlled and calm way, right? They're not jumping all over the internet, freaking out, trying to find information, not knowing who to trust, right? They know who to trust. They just follow the plan.
Right. Yeah. And I was looking for the most recent scores posted, and Zarina got a 7.5 in speaking. So yes, fantastic. So there was one last phrase, guys, that you can use instead of because. What was that, Lindsay?
Okay. Well, I said, and why? Well, blah, blah, blah. Right. So, there's a lot of fun stuff we can do with intonation here too. I could say, and why, or you could say, and why? You could go up and have it be a question, right?
That would be fun. I think that would be a really great thing to include in your answer. So yeah, there are so many different ways you could say because. There are so many ways to sort of jazz up your speaking part one answers and to help them sound more natural. Because remember, that's really the difference between getting that 6, 6.5, and breaking past that to that 7, that 8, that 9 is sounding more natural. So totally, if you're explaining something to the examiner, you answer the question directly, and then you could like pause and look at them and be like, and why? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, and then like explain it.
That would be so good, because I'm sure that the examiner would not hear that very often, right?
Totally.
Most students wouldn't do that. And we always say this on the show. It's so true. When you do something new and different that the examiner's not used to experiencing from other students, that's going to increase your score.
Yes,
love it.
For sure. So guys, remember, this stuff isn't going to magically pop out of your mouth on the exam. So definitely write these phrases down and make yourself practice using them in your answers.
Yeah, such a good idea. And guys, if you want to just cut out all the guesswork and jump right into our course right away, go and grab, if you want the basic plan, you can go to allearsenglish.com/basic. Or if you'd like a little extra help on Skype from Jessica in the personal coach plan, you can go to allearsenglish.com/coach and jump in there. And Jessica, what do they get when they use those special links?
So you get a bonus for how to wake up the examiner on the speaking exam. So it's this whole extra video lesson and guide that I did for accomplishing exactly what Lindsay and I are talking about, how to make the examiner notice you, because you are unique. You are different than other students with your pronunciation, with your vocab. So this is an amazing bonus. Oh,
awesome.
And if you live near the Boston area, you guys, you could have a speaking mock test with Lindsay, and we will feature it on our YouTube channel. And I will also give you personal feedback on your speaking.
Yes, guys. So if you're in the area, go ahead and send me an email, lindsay@allearsenglish.com, and we will set this up, right? So what's going to happen is we're going to film this mock speaking test, and you are going to be on our YouTube channel, okay?
Yes.
So, but what you get is you get feedback, direct feedback on a full mock speaking test, which will prepare you for your test day. It's going to be great.
So great. So much fun.
So, great.
So many fun projects we're doing. Okay, Lindsay. Well, thanks for talking about this important speaking topic today.
Absolutely. Anytime. I'll see you soon, Jessica. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.